Thursday night, Dvar Halacha. Okay, there's a din in Hilchos Brachos of Ikar and Tofel. That if you have a Tofel food, so you don't make a bracha on it. It could be something like a carrot. You eat a piece of gefilte fish, there's a carrot there. Or you could have applesauce with, let's say, latkes or whatever, something like that. Probably lakshenkugel with a pickle. There's various cases of ikar and tofel, and sometimes it gets a little complicated. Tonight I want to mention one point, and that is the din if you eat the tofel first. If you eat the tofel first, you have to make a bracha on the tofel. Osolodim lehenos menoylem azebeli bracha. So you have to make a bracha over it. But the Ramah says that since it's a tofel, then you make a shahakol on it. No matter what the bracha would ordinarily be, it could be a fruit, it could be a vegetable, but if it's a tofel in the context that you're eating it, you just happen to be eating the tofel first, the Ramah says you make a shahakol, no matter what. The Mishnah Brura brings down a Mogen Avraham that's chaylik, but he's not totally chaylik. What do I mean? If the ikar is a shahakol, let's say you're drinking schnapps, let's say, and that's your ikar, and you want to eat something first, so you don't drink it on an empty stomach. So that would be a case of ikar and tofel, and it would be a case of eating the tofel first, right? You're eating the apple first, you don't want to eat, or even if you're taking pleasant-tasting medicine, well, that's such a good example. That's a good example. So you would make a shahakol on it, presumably. Let's say in that case, it's pleasant tasting, it has flavoring in it. But you're not supposed to take it on an empty stomach, so you eat something first that's either, let's say, ha'etz or ha'adama, usually. So according to the Ramah, you would make a shahakol always. Whenever you eat the tofel first, the bracha is always shahakol. According to the Mogen Avraham, since the ikar in this case is a shahakol, let's say schnapps or the pleasant tasting medicine, then there are most molde in such a case that if you eat, let's say, an apple first or a vegetable, he's molde that you would make shahakol. It was molde that you would make a shahakol on the tofel, no matter what its bracha is. If the ikar's bracha is a shahakol, the Ramah holds no matter what. Let's say your ikar is mazonos, noodle kugel, and you're eating it with a pickle, but you decided to eat the pickle first. According to the Ramah, the bracha on the pickle is a shahakol. According to the Mogen Avraham, the bracha on the pickle is ha'adoma. But if your ikar is a shahakol, then the Mogen Avraham's moda that the bracha of the tofel will always be shahakol. And since this is complicated and everything's mamachlokas shnuya, and the whole din of the bracha of the tofel changing if you eat it first is mamachlokas shnuya, so the Mishnah Brura is matzia very, very strongly, don't do it. Don't eat the tofel first. There's too many shilos involved in Hilchos Brachos, and it's not so clear. The whole din is not so clear that the bracha ever changes, right? Say according to the Ramah, say according to the Mogen Avraham sometimes, and therefore the Mishnah Brura says, don't eat the pickle first. Okay?
It's a tuffle. I want to get out of that shiloh.
But you don't get